And joining me live in studio this morning is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson for the monthly update from the Sheriff's Office. Good morning, Sheriff. Appreciate you coming by today. Yeah. Better circumstances this morning for your department than yesterday, right?
Yeah, we feel pretty fortunate that that search that we had over the weekend is over, and then we can move on to the next steps of that incident. So,
well, let's talk about what happened here this morning. Of course, we found out that Jordan Hale, who was a suspect you guys were looking for a couple of days, turned himself in yesterday. So we did get some information yesterday. You sent out a press release saying that it did start as an incident, domestic incident. So Sheriff, what led, what happened there? What led to him heading up into the hills and hiding? What took place?
So we got a 911 call, responded to a home. The call was an active domestic dispute, and when we got there, we got preliminary information, but found out that Hale had left the area. So we transitioned into a search for Hale to make sure that no further incidents could happen. And so we got information that he may be up Green Canyon. We started up there. Ultimately found his vehicle up there, and so we focused our search to that area and the surrounding canyons at that time. And of course, at that point, we had put out a code red and also alert on social media for the area to let them know what was going on and that we were searching and to be careful, and if they saw something to let us know. So trying to keep in mind public safety so we didn't have anything else happen. And so that quickly turned into a weekend search trying to find him, take him into custody. And like you mentioned, ultimately he turned himself in yesterday, which was the best resolution for all involved with that, and nobody else got hurt.
Absolutely. You mentioned finding his vehicle disabled kind of in a ravine.
Yeah.
It sounds like. Does it look like it was an accident, run off the road type of thing, or what did that look like?
Hard to say. It's an extremely rugged area. Probably not an area where anybody would normally take their vehicle. It's kind of an ATV trail, so it's certainly possible that that was unintentional, but we also, are open to the idea that it was intentional. So there is really no way to get that truck, turned around where it was at and back out of there. So
gotcha.
Rough, rugged area.
So at that point, he's on foot somewhere. Day goes on and it starts to get dark. You've got someone in the hills, and there's a lot of unanswered questions still at this point, right?
Sure.
So how do you go about a search like this, trying to keep the community safe, but also your officers safe and with so many unanswers at that point?
So what we did is, we utilized the drones that we have recently acquired. We've talked about those here and some of the different uses that, how they would come in handy for us and some of the ways that we could use those. We utilize those as much as possible to search the area. They're equipped with, FLIR, forward look in the infrared, so we could pick up heat signatures and bodies. The terrain was just so tough. We were having a tough time covering that much area with the drone and keeping good connectivity just because of the deep canyons and the way that the terrain was set up. So we did search some on foot, searched as much as we could with the drones. We utilized some equipment from search and rescue, got help from the Afton PD, Highway Patrol was with us, and just as safely as possible trying to do a search. So what we're concerned about is getting anybody else hurt, including Hale. I mean, that's not our intention. So, we just try and go about that in a way that we're not going to, push the issue and cause more, somebody to get hurt. And so, again, got the information out in the community to keep a lookout for him, and then just as carefully possible did a search, keeping in mind that we didn't know what we were going into there.
Yeah. So as this thing drags on into the next day and then even into the next night and next morning, Now you're starting to think, okay, is he still there? He could be anywhere. Right. I mean, you got the Grays River.
Right.
I mean, just a few ranges over. So, how do you expand that search and still keep an eye there?
So yesterday, when we met in the morning, our intention at that point, we were looking for some, helicopters to do a search. As you can imagine, some people don't want to send their helicopter up when we're looking for an armed suspect because you're a little vulnerable. And so that's, something that we have to work through. We were in the process of putting together, a team of our people to go up in a helicopter and start searching that way, from the air at a safe distance. And when we got the call that he would be coming in. So that was the next step. Like you said, enough time. It's an area that was well known to him and he had enough time at that point. We didn't know where he could be, but we, like anything else like that, we search the high probability areas of where we think he might be and where we know that, from people that knew him, where he was likely to hang out if he was up there. So we had other things that we were also checking at the time in the community of places that he may have been. But
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Sheriff, you mentioned, I think your words were until you got the call that he came in. So were you notified beforehand that he was, I mean, did he tell you he was going to turn himself in before he did?
He spoke with an attorney and the attorney called us and okay. said he'd be coming in.
Yep. Gotcha. So it wasn't a surprise when he just walked through the door then.
No, we had a heads up and it happened safely and which, you know, ultimately is the best case scenario. And we move on from here and continue to do with the investigation and move forward with the justice process in court. And he'll be arraigned here in the next day or two in, Kemmer. Then our work's certainly not done. We continue to work from there to put together a case.
Sure. Well, and there's more than just him impacted with this, sure. right? And so that's part of what happens moving forward.
Right. So, I mean, the family it's impacted and friends and the community. And so oftentimes the way that we handle this and I know some people get frustrated because of the information that we do or don't put out. And, you know, what we're trying to do is be mindful of the fact that officer safety, community safety, family safety comes first. And that kind of gears how we're going to respond and what we release and how we search and how we continue on. So I know that's frustrating at times. And I've said before, our main concern is not the curiosity of the public. It's the victims and the safety of all involved. So that's how we proceed. Again, this was the best case scenario to bring this to an end and we'll, move from here and continue to work on it, in the justice system.
Well, Sheriff, appreciate, of course, your department in this and yeah. obviously the good resolve and then, everyone else's support of this. I mean, you mentioned several other agencies, including volunteers with the search and rescue yeah. put this together.
So. We had a lot of help and this was another indication where social media comes into play. Today's, environment, the best way to get that information out quickly is social media. You guys help with that and we know that, when we get you information, it gets out there quicker and you have a big following. So we appreciate that. And again, best way it could have ended at this point, the work's not over and we have victims out there that are, foremost in our mind as we continue as well.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Anything else on this incident that you'd like to bring up or mention today?
No, I think that's it. We've covered it pretty well. Appreciate okay. it.
Yeah, absolutely. The drones, you mentioned in this search, they were also used, with assistance on the highway patrol on a DUI incident. Yeah. So they're getting their flight time, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. They've been a great tool and we're really grateful. Again, the foundation was, purchased those, the Lincoln County Peace Officer Foundation purchased those three units, one for each search and rescue and one for the sheriff's office. And we've put them to good use. It's a great tool. It's a big deal to keep people safe as well.
So who gets to fly the drones? Is that do you have like
they haven't let me on it.
Paper rock scissors?
That.
No.
we actually had some in person training from the manufacturer that came in, and we put out an email for whoever was interested, and so we have some certified pilots on it that we draw from to
gotcha.
Avoid a someone like me running it into the side of the hill or a tree or something.
Perfect. That's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in the studio this morning. Sheriff, thanks for your time and for coming in.
Thanks, Stu. Appreciate it.
It's all part of the weekday wake up here on the SVI Radio Network.